みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Particle Lesson 19. Tell them how you really feel with Japanese particles wa and ga.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com へ。
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Particle Lesson series at JapanesePod101.com. I'm Jessie, and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは、皆さん。頑張って助詞の勉強をしましょう。
Please join us as we study Japanese particles. In the last lesson, we learned particles and conjunctions that are used for giving an excuse.
For example, 風で学校を休んだ。
I didn't go to school because I had a cold.
その店は安いから人気がある。
The store is popular because
it's... Hair belongs to her.、Mm. So, 彼女は髪が。And then add the adjective 長い。Altogether, 彼女は髪が長い。
So notice that we don't actually use the verb for have in this sentence.、Mm. Just as for her,Hair is long, meaning she has long hair.
Right. Okay, next, we are going to look at the usage of wa and ga in a negative sentence.
As you've already learned in previous lessons, ga comes before certain verbs or adjectives. But when answering questions or when those verbs or adjectives are in the negative form, the ga is usually replaced with wa.
It sounds really complicated.
Right, because now the rules are kind of getting bended here.
ごめんなさいね。
If you look at some examples, though, it's actually not too bad. Naomi and I are going to read a short passage, so please listen for how wa and ga are being used.
Jessie さんは兄弟がいますか? Jessie, do you have any brothers or sisters?
いいえ、兄弟はいません。 No, I don't have any brothers or sisters. So Naomi said,兄弟がいますか? For the verb います, you need to mark the person that exists with が. So we say, 兄弟がいますか?
And Jessie answered, 兄弟はいません. Notice that she changed が to は. That's because いません is the negative form. いいえ、兄弟はいません.
Now let's do one more example.
はい。漢字が読めますか? Can you read 漢字?
Since 読めます is talking about one's ability, the object is marked by the particle が. But if you want to answer no to this question, you would say,
いいえ、漢字は読めません。
You have to replace が with は and say, 漢字は読めません。
Does it make sense? I hope it does.
Make sure to let us know if anything isn't clear or if you have any questions.
はい、お願いします。
Okay, lastly, we're going to introduce a new usage of the particle が.
Right. が, when it indicates the speaker's surprise.
Generally speaking, when something surprising happens, the topic or subject is marked by the particle が. Now, let's backtrack a little. First, the particle は indicates a state or event that always takes place.
For example, Jessie は6時に起きる is
Jessie gets up at 6.
But if you replace はwith が, say, Jessie が6時に起きた。
Jessie got up at 6.
The nuance is a bit different.
Right, since が is used to indicate surprise, you can assume that the speaker wasn't expecting Jessie to get up that early.
そうなんですね。Like, あの Jessie が6時に起きた。Wow, Jessie got up at 6? That Jessie?
I never get up that early.
I can't believe this, みたいな感じ。
Right, so you're showing surprise to that fact. Let's give you one more example.
空は青い。雲は白い。
The sky is blue and clouds are white. These are really general statements. But when someone sees a sunset, for example, he or she would probably say,
空が赤い。
The sky is red. So here, the speaker saw that the sky was red and expressed his or her surprise by using が。In this lesson, you learned some more ways to use wa and ga. Let's recap this lesson with a quiz. Naomi-sensei is going to ask you a question in Japanese. Your job is to choose the best response from the choices provided. Here's the question.
兄弟がいますか?
The choices are 1.
いいえ、 兄弟はいません。
2.
いいえ、兄弟がいません。
Can we hear the question again?
兄弟がいますか? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
And the answer is?
1. いいえ、兄弟はいません。No, I don't have any brothers or sisters.
So remember, when answering questions where certain verbs or adjectives are in the negative form, the object is marked with wa.
Did you get it right?
Well, that's all for this lesson.
Okay, some of our listeners already know about one of the best tools on our site.
Line by line audio.
Basically, we take the dialogue and break it down for you.
You can listen to each line over and over until every word becomes clear.
If you haven't yet, try out the line-by-line audio in the Premium Learning Center at JapanesePod101.com.
それじゃあまた。
See you next time.
テスト、どうだった?
今日のテストは問題が簡単だった。
ヒロミは頭がいいな。ヒロミはいつも何時間勉強するの?
あれ?顔が赤いよ。どうしたの?
え?そう?なんだかお腹が痛いんだよね。